Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
Asaph was one of the music leaders appointed by David, and in Psalm 50, he addressed two groups of people. In the first 15 verses of the psalm, the Lord spoke as judge of his people, true believers. But beginning in verse 16, the Lord spoke to those who profess to be followers of God, but were unbelievers. God's message to believers is to worship him with thankful hearts. Listen to these words from Asaph. Sacrifice a thank offering to God and pay your vows to the Most High. Whoever sacrifices a thank offering honors me, and whoever orders his conduct, I will show him the salvation of God. These are profound words, but the most profound instructions regarding worship are in the New Testament. Listen to Paul as he urges us to worship God with our whole body, our soul, our spirit.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God.
Well, what Paul wrote in Romans 12, 1 and 2 is foundational to all worship. It is worship. As a believer, have you presented all members of your body to Jesus Christ? Are you being transformed into his image rather than being conformed to this world? If so, you're engaging in true spiritual worship. Here's the principle to live by. As believers, we're to offer ourselves to God in a way that reflects sacrificial worship and living.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. Through QR codes, you can access 1,500 videos. As Dr. Gene Getz teaches 1,500 Bible principles. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.